listening
to the Modern Horrors
Podcast Network. Today's episode of Final Girls Horrorcast is brought to you by Joey, Monica, and Watch for Zombies. To become a part of our amazing Patreon crew, please visit us on patreon.com/Final Girls Horrorcast.
Hey there, lovelies, and thanks for joining us on the 331st episode of Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
On today's episode, we're continuing with our 80s Were Weird Month series with the classic slasher film, The Funhouse from 1981. Now, you might be thinking, but you guys were supposed to do The Curse. And yes, we were. And now we're not, because we found out that The Curse is fucked up.
Yeah, so pass.
There was apparently a lot of abuse happening on the set of The Curse, and we didn't want to draw any attention or even really talk about the movie at all, so we're not going to. I did post on social media, but if you don't follow us there, you wouldn't know that, and that's why we're not discussing it today.
All right.
That's it.
As a reminder, though, about The Funhouse, bringing it back. We do tend to spoil things, so continue at your own risk. The Funhouse is streaming on AMC Plus or rentable starting at $3.39. Threw one at me right there.
Yeah.
So make sure to check it out before continuing if you are spoiler sensitive.
Did I add something that threw you off?
No, I was just, it's usually $3.99.
It is.
$3.39.
Some places it's $3.99 and some places it's $3.39. So
I kind of like how weird that is.
I don't know why, I don't know what caused the 60 cents difference.
I'm feeling it.
But, you know, if you want to keep 60 cents, like, look for the $3.39 over the $3.99. I think it's like Amazon is $3.39 and like Vudu is $3.99, you know?
Yeah.
If you want to get bougie with it, you can go on Apple, and that might be $4.99. I don't know. Their prices are wacky over there.
They make their own rules.
Or if you're like me and you love like collecting films, I feel like this is a good one to have.
I do too.
In your library.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. But before we jump into today's film, let's get started with the segment that we like to call
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer is I Saw the TV Glow. It's due to be released on May 17th. It's directed by Jane Schoenbrunn. Schoenbrunn?
Yeah.
I don't know. She previously directed We're All Going to the World's Fair. The IMDb summary is two teenagers bond over their love of a supernatural TV show, but it is mysteriously canceled.
I love that that's the summary.
If you say so. Like, if that's what you say it's about, I will believe you.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like there's a lot more to it, which I like. And I like, in a world where there's so many trailers that show us too much, I love that this shows me enough, but I still really don't know what it's about, you know?
Yeah, I don't really know what it's about, but I definitely get like some like indie feel. Mm-hmm. Like, it definitely has an indie feel to it.
Yeah.
It has.
It's beautiful.
It looks very pretty. At the beginning of the trailer, I was like, oh, this looks like Talk to Me, almost cinematically. It looked similar. And then it got really like bright with different colors, almost neon looking. And I was like, oh, it's changing. It doesn't look like Talk to Me anymore.
No.
But I think it, I don't know. I think it looks good.
I'm excited to see it.
I'm not sure what it's about. I don't know what to expect. I don't really feel horror from this. Like, thematically. Like, thematically, maybe. But it seems more like...
It seems more supernatural.
Yeah, for sure. Interesting. Well, I'm down to see it.
The
trailer's
excited.
Cool. Check out the trailer if you're interested.
I'm surprised you haven't, because you've been going to the movies fairly often, and I feel like I've seen this every time I go.
Maybe they're just showing it in LA. Does this have like a limited release or something?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I have not seen this trailer anywhere yet.
I'm happy that I got to experience it with you.
You're so cute. All right. Well, what film are we discussing today, Miss Carly?
We are going to be talking about The Funhouse from 1981, directed by the one, the only Tobe Hooper, who we all know and love from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Mm-hmm. It was written by Lawrence J. Block. The IMDb summary is, four teenagers visit a local carnival for a night of innocent amusement, but soon discover that nothing there is innocent or amusing.
I remember this film so much differently.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was like, I was so confused this time watching it, and I don't remember being confused before. I don't know if it was just because I was paying more attention this time.
Mm-hmm.
But this, I find this story very confusing.
So I also was confused. I think this is my first time watching it too. Mm-hmm. I remember certain things about it, but nothing like the whole picture, you know?
Sure.
I think this movie, though, is, other than the story, just super fun to watch. And just even learning about how, like, it was made was really fascinating to me. I love having this be set on a carnival. Like, it just feels so authentic and awesome.
It made me want to go to the carnival,
same,
which is coming soon to a town near me, and I go every year.
Yay.
So I'm pretty excited. It's the fair, but it's a carnival. Let's be real.
No, it's 100%. I think
they call
coming,
it a fair now.
Is it the, which one's coming near you?
I don't know. It's the San Diego County Fair. I don't know what else to call it.
I don't know what there's. I feel like there's one in the spring, but there's also one in the fall.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know what's what. There's like the OC County Fair, but then there's also the LA County Fair.
Oh, okay. It's probably like all the same kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, totally. Hopping around. Yeah. I don't think much different. I think the vendors are the same. The carnies are the same. But then like maybe just like your local stuff is different. So we definitely have like art shows and music. And then we have like all like the petting zoo and the farm animal exhibits. Which is always really weird to me. And you can buy a hot tub if you want. That's also part of it for some reason. You know, it's all like the same. It's all like the same stuff, pretty much.
Yeah.
But I go with my friends. It's a good time.
It's always a good time.
I did rides last year, which was a first for me. I'd never done rides at the fair before. I did not like it.
The rides are fun, I think, but like
certain ones. I think
because you're like,
this
could literally break down at any time.
Yeah,
you know.
Did you ever watch like the video online of like the fair ride just completely coming off the ground and everyone runs up to like hold it down?
Yes,
that's what I feel like is going to happen every time I get on a fair ride.
It's possible. It's 100% possible.
Oh, of course it's possible. Those things are so janky and they're like torn down and built up a billion times.
It's so funny because I was just really fascinated about this movie and I was really curious about how it was made. And so I watched like some interviews and things like that with Tobe Hooper. And he was talking about how coming off of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, he basically had an opportunity to go to WB and basically like develop like Salem's Lot, but they were like, it's probably never going to get made. Or he could go to Universal basically with William Friedkin. And so he decided to go that route. And when he saw this script, he was just like kind of really fascinated by it because he'd already been like so enthused with carnivals, basically everything that we were just talking about. But what made me laugh hilariously, but also was probably very unfortunate for the people that were on this ride. You know, the like octopus arm ride where it like spins and then also goes in other circles.
Yes.
You're only supposed to like have that on for like, you know, 3 minutes, 4 minutes max. But they're like AD just because they were filming, didn't turn it off for like 20 minutes.
Oh, God.
And like these poor extras were like stuck on this ride. And like Tobe Hooper was like, all of a sudden I just hear like screaming and pleading. And then people just started like throwing up because they'd been on this ride for like 20 minutes. And so after that, they were like, we're done here.
That's really unfortunate.
It's so funny. It's really unfortunate for the people that are on it.
That is awful.
No, I can't. That sounds like a nightmare. Being on one of those rides for longer than a couple minutes.
I don't even want to be on it when it's like a normal time. You know,
not the spinny rides.
No,
not anymore.
No, we did the one at the carnival last year where it just like it's like the rock and roll one where it like goes in a circle and up and down and then it goes backwards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then like the music plays really loud. And then it covers you up like there's like a hood that comes over your car and like then you do it in the dark.
Oh, I did not I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, I was not a fan of that one. I did not like that.
The only ones that I really stay away from are the ones that just spin. Like the gravity, the Gravitron, I think is what it's called.
Oh, no.
Hard pass.
Yeah, no thanks.
And yeah, that like octopus one too.
Yeah.
No thank you.
So the fun house is basically just about two teenage couples going to the fair. There's weird dialogue at the beginning about like how there's something bad had happened at the fair in a previous year or something.
Yes.
Do they and ever so the say what it is? Or did I miss it? Or I just remember them like kind of alluding to it.
I don't, because this doesn't really, and I don't think they ever follow up with that. No, but yeah,
the script makes no sense. Like upon rewatch, like I don't remember there being so much disconnect. Like, why is there even a little boy in this movie? What is he adding to this film?
Yeah, even he's like he's in it throughout, but like doing just really random stuff. Yeah,
well, he doesn't need to be in it. He's not adding anything to the story at all.
No. I wonder if there's is there a different cut?
Well, that's what I'm wondering, because I remember him playing a bigger part in the movie. Like, I remember this being different than it is. So I don't know if I don't know if there's different cuts of it. Maybe the cut we watched is bad.
I don't know. I'm going to look into it because I'm very curious.
Now I want to rewatch. See, the thing is, here's the thing. I have a DVD copy of this, and when I have DVD copies I can make digital, I can put it online digitally to our account so Carly and I can watch it. So that's what I did with this one, but I also have a 4K Blu-ray, and out of sheer laziness, because I made a digital copy, I watched the digital copy because I did not feel like getting off my couch, I'm just going to be honest. I should have watched the Blu-ray copy. And it was also one of those things where it was like there's four movies on one disc kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It was like an old gift gave me.
From what I'm seeing, it doesn't say that there's like a different like director's edition or anything. Okay. The thing that's special about the Scream or the Shout Factory, Scream Factory one, there's just a lot of interviews that they did with the cast and crew.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it shouldn't be any different.
Yeah.
So why is he there? First of all, I hate this kid. This kid is the biggest creepy pervert of the entire film. He's worse than the actual monster. Because he is like creeping up on his sister and pretending to stab her in the shower wearing a mask.
Like worst.
And she's naked.
Yeah.
First of all, we don't need that showers. This whole movie could easily be like PG-13, because there's nothing really very intense about it. For a Toby Hooper film, we are not experiencing gore really at all. Not a lot of gruesomeness. It's pretty tame in general. And it's like this one scene with this little boy is the most upsetting of the whole film. Like, what are you doing? Why are you? This is not okay. This is not an okay way for a child to behave.
No.
This isn't fun and games. Like, you can't just go in the shower while your sister is showering and, like, pretend to stab her. Like,
very inappropriate.
That's on many levels, too. Mm-hmm. Not just, like, one, you know? And then she goes to the car. Is he concerned that she's going to the carnival? Is that why he follows her?
I think so, because he knows, like, he calls her out with the dad, right? He knows that she's lying. They're not going to a movie. Because the dad says something about the carnival.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, after she leaves, we see him sneaking out to follow her.
Yeah. So he sneaks out to follow her. And then he's, like, at the carnival, but they don't run into each other. It's not like you would think, oh, he gets in trouble and she has to rescue him. Is kind of where it should go, right? Or something. Yes. Or he rescues her or something. Like, they don't, their stories don't
collide
at all. It's so weird. Like, why is he there then?
I honestly don't know.
Like, I literally thought that they did. And the only cool scene that's a result of them not meeting is that she sees her parents there and she's stuck. And I thought that was a really cool scene, like, where she's stuck and she's screaming. Yeah, isn't he
with
the parents?
Like, they're in the car with, he's in the car with them?
Like, yeah, the parents came to get him.
Yes.
From the carnival, and she's stuck in the funhouse screaming. Yes. And they can't hear her because of the fan.
Yes.
And, like, that whole scene, that scene is very cool, but it's almost like that kid exists just for that scene. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not really enough for all of the shit we have to watch him do. Like, I don't really get the point of his character.
I get you. Same.
Yeah. I really thought he, like, played more of a role of it. And also, like, what is with, like, the... It's just, it's weird because I feel like this is a very, like I said, it's not gory. It's a very, like, entry level slasher kind of film. Like, in reality, like, for most of this, you could watch this with a kid. Like, beyond, like, the weird nudity stuff, which comes up a few times. It's pretty tame. It's like almost like watching a movie from, like, the 50s. Do you know what I mean? Like a slasher from the 50s. Because it's very, like, nothing really happens for a lot of it. Like, there's two couples wandering around a carnival, going on rides, finding the, for some reason, there's nude women, dancing nude women at the carnival. Didn't know that was a thing.
The peep show.
Yeah. Why is there a peep show at the carnival in 1981? I don't know. I could see it being a thing in, like, the 20s, maybe. But, like, it seems weird to have it in the 80s. Yeah. It seemed very out of place and strange to me. But, like, a lot of it's not scary. A lot of it's just them being at a carnival. Right? I mean, I'd say, half the film is just them being at a carnival.
No, it is. And it's very... there's, like, two different stories happening, right? We have, like, the kids, and then we have the stuff with, like, the Blythe family and, like, the I don't know what his character's name was, but the character in the Frankenstein mask engaging in prostitution. It's just, like, so random. So random.
Well, yeah, basically, there's, like, a teenager who's, like, one of the head carny's son.
Mm-hmm.
And he is... human, I think, like, part human. He doesn't look very human to me. I don't understand how he exists or what he it's not like he looks like Jason or something. Correct. Right. So... he looks like an actual creature. It's like the dad had sex with, like, a monster, and then this is the baby monster.
This isn't, like, a theory that was ever... Even Toby Hooper's like, I don't even know in my mind. Yeah. But I think the idea, like, and especially with his makeup and mask or whatever, is, like, similar to the idea of the mother being that deformed cow, apparently.
Okay. Okay. With the clef, because it had, like, a clef. But he has, like, sharp teeth. Cows do not have sharp teeth, and neither do humans.
That creative license.
Okay. And, like, pointy claws. Like, it's not a predator. Like, maybe he would have had to have sex with a predator to, like, have a kid that looks like that. Not a cow, which is, like...
so bizarre.
Yeah. I don't get how this teenager exists. He obviously still wants lovin', you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he, you know, he paid the psychic to have sex with him. mm-hmm. and he did not last very long, and he mm-hmm. wanted his money back. And
she said no.
So he killed her.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Sorry, Xena.
And then he just started killing the teenagers that decided to sleep over in the funhouse. How do you feel about sleeping over in a funhouse? I feel like that's a thing you would do.
I would probably do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would do it.
Now?
Like, if I saw this family there. You know?
Yeah, sure.
Count me out, because who knows what's going on there. But yeah, especially like in this ride that they're in. It looks really cool.
It seems like a thing I would do as a teenager. I would not do this as an adult.
Oh, please. And as an adult, you're like, where's the bed?
Yeah. My back could never.
Yeah, I can't be sleeping in these rides. What, are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness.
I am also confused about the items on this ride and also underneath where everyone lives, like where the carnies live underneath the ride.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of laughing clowns, like a very large variety of them. I would say it's like 90% laughing clowns, and then the rest of it's like bats. For some reason, there's also like a knight in shining armor with a actual sword, by the way. A very sharp actual sword for some reason.
For impaling. I feel like a lot of that was also just like a Toby Hooper thing.
Yeah.
Apparently a lot of those animatronics were like legit from like the World's Fair. Back in the day, and they rented them from this like 90-year-old woman who made them, and he actually ended up buying a bunch of them, which is why I think they're just so random, is because like they found them and they were like, this is cool. Let's throw them in the movie, make it weird and authentic.
It was almost too much though. Like it didn't,
so much laughing,
they just didn't go together. Like there was
like there I was, thought it was cool. Just, I liked it. I was into it. I was like, why is Winston Churchill here? What's happening?
I was like, also okay with it, but I was also confused. And also, like, the poster of this film is a bit confusing because that clown is scary, but I don't think I ever see that clown.
No, I think the weirdest clown is, like, the woman laughing clown.
Yeah, she's not even a clown. She's just the fat lady.
She's the most unsettling.
She's very creepy. Well, maybe she's a bit of a clown. She has, like, white makeup on, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Oh, my God. I'm reading my notes, and they're so bad because I was a little bit out of my mind when I was watching this yesterday. And my notes are very punny and not in a good way. I definitely wrote monster masturbation.
That's hilarious.
So there you go.
10 out of 10.
Yikes.
Phenomenal.
Just wanted to share that one with you.
You're welcome. I appreciate it. I loved it. Yes, thank please. You.
Yeah.
So the Blythes.
Okay.
With the exception of the teenager, are basically all played by Kevin Conway, which is hilarious. He had just come off of like a stint on Broadway. And I guess he won like an award for, I think, directing a play called Mecca. And he was like, I'll do this role, but I want to play all three of, or no, the Barkers. The Barkers? The Blythes. Now,
a carnival barker. So their last name might be Blythe, but they might refer to them as carnival barkers.
Okay. I wrote down both names. So
got it.
I was like, wait a minute.
Well, the guys that talk. Yeah, that talk to like get you to go to rides are called barkers.
Okay.
Because, that's just like a carny term for them.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was confused. I was what did I say? Who did I watch them? Did I watch the right movie?
No, I think you got it right. You're good.
And then the teenager was played by a mime, which I think worked in her favor because he was very expressive.
Yeah.
So they have their own story going on.
Yeah.
Where there's money that was missing.
Yeah. Because the guy stole it.
The guy stole it.
One of the teenagers stole it.
Yeah. And then they're all watching this overhead. Yeah. And they're like, we can't give the money back now. And it's like, literally, you can. Like, literally just leave it and then get out.
You probably should. And then just, they're unable to get out. They're locked in, which seems strange to me. Like, why would they be locked in at that point? I could understand after the money's missing, they might get locked in, but why would that door be locked now?
Exactly.
And from the outside.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's so unrealistic. It would.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be locked inside.
Right.
It's not like there's chains on the door.
Right. I mean, there could be. There's chains other places for some reason. And like large cogs and like hooks.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I am so confused about the layout of the funhouse, but I guess that's what makes it so fun, right?
I'm like, why is there a basement in a traveling carnival?
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. I don't understand. I don't understand any of it.
That's
I don't understand where they are at any point in time. Once they're in the funhouse.
No.
How big is this funhouse trailer? Because it can't be that big.
This particular one looks huge.
It's ginormous.
Yeah.
I think it made me want to go in the funhouse ride of the fair when it comes.
Same.
Because I've never gone and I'm like, it's going to be so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to go because I'm sure it's so dumb. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll think about it.
I looked it up, so I don't know where I got Blythe from. His name is Conrad Straker.
Okay.
But his son's name is Gunther Twybunt. So I think that they just made up their own rules.
Usually I write down the names of the characters, and in this movie I absolutely didn't because it just did not matter. I definitely wrote guy number one, this is how guy number one dies. This is how girl number one dies. Like, I didn't write down their names at all. I have no idea.
We do have final girl Amy, though.
Oh, there was an Amy.
So that's fun.
Yeah.
She was the final girl.
There we go. She made it. Her friends did not.
No, they didn't. Even though you think that one guy might at the end.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, he's gone.
He's gone.
Oh, no, I meant before he comes out.
Oh, yeah. Well, you hear the gunshot and you think, maybe he made it.
He did not. Gunther got him.
He pushed him onto the sword with himself, which is pretty bad.
Yeah.
And all in all, it's a pretty tame slasher movie for 1981, especially one directed by Tobe Hooper.
Mm-hmm.
It's goofy. It's weird. It's silly. But I mean, like I said, if you're into collecting physical media, physical horror movies, I feel like this is a good one to have.
I agree. I'm actually curious because Dean Koontz wrote a novelization of the screenplay.
Okay.
And I think like gave more backstory and it's just like a little bit more in depth, obviously, because it's a novelization.
Right.
But there was a delay in post-production for the movie, so the book came out before the movie, so people thought the movie was based off the book.
Got it.
But I'd be curious to read the book, because I want to make sense of
it. I want to know what this little boy is here for. Like, what is your point? Like, literally, why are you here?
Who is he? Oh, it's so funny.
Also, when the teenager, I'm just going to call him the teenager, the monster... Okay. Teenager dies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He dies for like a really long time, right? I feel like one quarter of the movie is watching him die.
Basically.
Like just die already. Like, why are we drawing this out?
Because it's so extra.
It's so over the top.
It's so extra.
And not even like gruesome or like a very like... You know what I mean? Like, sometimes if you draw it out, it's, like, super gruesome, super creepy.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just keeps going for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of a silly movie. I don't remember it being so silly, but it is.
It's so silly.
Yeah. It fits. It fits with it 80s Were Weird Month. So
yeah, it's a perfect 80s Were Weird Month movie, I think.
For sure. It's super goofs. All right. Oh, man. Anywho, anything else you'd like to add to that? Oh, I do have a funny scene when the after the woman monster mashes with the boy. Apparently, when they were filming it, she said, well, there goes my career.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
That is funny.
Oops. As a joke, obviously. But yeah. Did it kill her career? I don't know. Because, you know, there's only... It's an interesting move for your career, you know, to have a scene like that. Okay. Well, that was the fun house.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thanks for watching with me.
Hey, anytime.
So what have you got going on over there? Doing anything? Any things? I saw you. I saw you last week.
I saw you. I said birthday. Woo!
Carly came down and visited me for my birthday. I mean, not for it, but she just happened to be here.
I honestly could have chosen any other day to come. And I specifically was there on your birthday.
Oh, that's very sweet.
I knew you were getting together with friends and I wanted to stop by and say hi.
Yeah, it was awesome. You watched some of The Hitcher with us.
Uh-huh. I had a really delicious cupcake.
Yeah, there you go. Tony made a cupcake.
Yeah. I got to visit one of your favorite records shops in the area, Reanimated Records.
Oh, yes. It's a good time there. I just spent a lot of money there.
You deserve it.
Thanks. Well, I got a gift card from a friend and I went on a little bit of a spending spree. And
I love that.
I got Thanksgiving on Blu-ray and Tammy and the T-Rex on Blu-ray.
Amazing.
And I got an action figure of Charman, which I'm pretty excited about.
Phenomenal.
I think I got something else, but I don't remember what it is now. It doesn't matter.
I love that.
Yeah, it was a good time. What did you get from there? You got a jacket, right?
I did. I got a Killer Clowns from Outer Space jacket.
Oh, nice.
That I love with my whole heart. It's so cool. I want the Poltergeist one, but it has these two clowns on it that I'm not like in love with, you know,
sure,
because for the sole reason that clown legitimately scared me when I was little.
Oh, it's too scary.
I didn't like it flying around the room. I don't know.
Sure. I think a lot of kids felt that way.
Hard pass.
I think a lot of people blame Pennywise for their clown issues, but I really think
for more me, of it's them are traumatized. It's the Poltergeist clown.
Yes. I think it's more split than people realize. I think people give Pennywise all the credit when really
I do too.
Partial credit is due to the creepy clown under the bed in Poltergeist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, legitimately under the fucking bed.
Yeah, like, that's not okay. Clowns do not belong under the bed. That's not where they go.
No, thank you. So I just feel it's really aggressive to like wear that front and center on my jacket. You
yeah,
know?
You're just basically walking around with trauma on your jacket.
Trauma on me.
Yeah.
Pass. Like yeah. The killer clowns. It's good.
It's good therapeutically. Speak for therapy. For therapy to get through
there you
it.
Go.
To get yeah. work through your trauma, your clown trauma. Is just exactly. wear it. Just wear it all the time.
Daily.
Soon
Remind
you'll be desensitized.
Yourself daily.
Yeah. That's funny.
Oh my god. But I thought about you yesterday, speaking of action figures, because I went to a double feature of Fright Night and Night of the Creeps.
Oh.
And it was so good.
I love both of those movies.
I also do, but Night of the Creeps was the star of the show. That's why I went to this double feature.
Sure.
Tom Atkins. For anybody who doesn't know, we love him. And yeah. Amy has his action figure.
Yes.
And I was just like, oh.
It's such a great action figure.
Any man deserves to be an action figure.
It's true. He comes with action beer and action guns.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. I remember I have like horror movie nights, I'd say a couple times a month. at my house. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I showed Night of the Creeps, everyone loved it. Like, usually, like, some people like it, or they're like, yeah, it was fine. Or one person will really like it, and the other person will be like, all right, it was good.
Yeah.
But everyone loves Night of the Creeps. Like, overwhelmingly, everyone loves Night of the Creeps because it's just so good. It's so much fun.
Like, it's such seriously. A great
movie. Yeah. It really is wonderful. Well, that sounds lovely. I'm a little bit jealous. Where was that at?
The New Beverly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nice. It was a blast.
I went and saw the first Omen. I keep wanting to say The Last Omen, but it's not the last one. It's the first one. Mm-hmm. And if you see the movie, you'll know it's the first one. I don't know why I call it the last one, but.
What did you think?
I was very surprised by it. I think I was expecting it to be good because I know you liked it and I heard good things.
Mm-hmm.
But I was impressed by what it looked like stylistically. I think they really put a lot of effort in cinematically to make it work with the other Omen films.
Yeah.
There was a lot of really cool shots that felt very 70s. The tone of everything was very 70s. And I mean, 60s also, because it took place in the 60s. But I just thought, like, everything fit really well with The Omen. I wasn't expecting it to look that cool. Like, I thought it would just be like any other normal, like, blockbuster horror sequel, you know? Mm-hmm. I wasn't expecting it to stylistically fit in so well with the series.
No, it really feels very Omen-y.
It does. It does. Yeah. They did a really good job. I thought the acting was fantastic. I loved the whole, like, possession-esque scene in front of the church. Is it a church? I don't know.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of really cool homages, and the acting was really great. And there's, like, really kind of troubling gruesomeness. But ultimately, I just think cinematically it was really cool to watch, with the candles, the looking like demon teeth where she's praying. Like, I don't know, just like stylistically, I was very impressed by it. I was just not expecting to be impressed on that level.
Yeah.
It does feel weird because I went to go see this with my friend. And we had just seen Immaculate together. So it was a little weird to see this back to back with Immaculate, just because thematically it's not that dissimilar, even though I feel like they're very dissimilar films. But thematically overall, there's a lot of, like, similarities, obviously.
Yeah. But it feels, I mean, they're both about babies and pregnancy and like nuns. In a weird and nuns very very much so. They're similar but very different.
My friend was telling her partner, like, oh yeah, we just saw this film, and she described it, and he was like, didn't you just see that one? She's like, no, it's a different one.
Not quite, but yeah, similar.
Yeah. I thought we were going to go see Abigail. So I was like, oh, well, you want to see Abigail or do you want to see The First Omen? She's like, I don't know anything about either of them. And I was like, okay, well, do you want to see something fun or something scary? And she's like, scary. Yeah. I was like, okay, well, that's the one we're seeing then.
That's fun. So. But you're going to see Abigail this week?
I don't know that I'll have time. My sister's coming into town. Ooh. This weekend. She comes in Thursday and leaves Monday. So she's not really into horror movies. So probably not. Maybe the following week.
Yeah.
So
I saw it on Thursday. Yeah. And it's very, obviously it's like totally different premise than Ready or Not, but it has that same vibe.
Yeah.
So sure. I think it's fair to say if anybody specifically liked Ready or Not, then they'll have fun with this movie.
I liked Ready or Not kind of a lot.
Yeah.
So I the funny thing is when we watched the trailer, I've never been less interested in a Dan Stevens movie in my life.
I know.
So I really wasn't even thinking about seeing it in theaters, but everyone is talking it up on the Discord chat, on the Final Girls Discord chat. So
it's just fun, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not groundbreaking in any shape, way, or form. Like, they definitely have their thing.
Yeah.
They're good at it.
Yeah.
So
I feel like they were trying to like do a mashup and like kind of fit in like a Megan-esque type thing with the dancing and the little girl creepiness.
So it's actually, oh my gosh, this is going to bother me. I'm trying to think of the movie that it's kind of like based off of. Hold on one sec. Because I have to. Oh, Dracula's Daughter. It's kind of like loosely that. So that's kind of what they were. Obviously, like not the story, but like the idea.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Okay.
So I think that's why they make it not a hidden thing in the trailer. It's so like upfront in your face.
Yeah. When does Long Legs come out?
Not soon enough.
Ugh.
My friend went to go see Civil War last night, and he was like, the best thing about that movie was the Long Legs trailer.
Wow.
I saw Civil War and I liked it, but it's a very polarizing movie. I think it's not, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it too much, but
I've heard different things about it.
Yeah.
And I was going to go see it, and now I'm not sure I want to.
I honestly, it is a weird movie, but the sound design for it is amazing. So I would recommend seeing it in theater just for that. If like movies are your thing, you know, obviously I know you love movies. I'm talking to everybody else.
Most people listening to this, probably movies are their thing.
That's true. You never know.
It's true.
Especially with such a weird movie, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm glad that I saw it in theater. It's not going to be a movie that I like constantly revisit. But yeah.
Yeah, I heard it's like, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I think if I do see it, I'll probably see it with Tony. So I didn't even like consider seeing it this last time at the theater, but we'll see.
Sure.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? I watched Baby Reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
On Netflix, that mini series. Don't recommend binging it. I did, and I don't recommend it. It's very heavy. It's very heavy and it's very intense. It starts off kind of like lighthearted and then it gets not that way. So definitely there's some like essay triggers that might be troubling for some people. So just something to be aware of. It is really good and it is based on the true life of the director and the main actor. So basically reenacting some of the most traumatic things that happened in his life. So it's very intense.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine it is. But it also feels very honest.
Yeah.
In a way that I haven't seen before. And if this guy doesn't win like an Emmy or something for this, like I'd be really surprised because it's insane.
Yeah.
I do recommend it if you think you can handle it. It's very good. But just be prepared to probably need breaks.
One episode at a time.
You know, maybe, you know, at least until you get to four. Episode four is kind of the super heavy hitting one. So you'll be like, oh, this is kind of funny in like a dark comedy almost. And then you'll be like, oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Got noted.
Yeah.
Noted.
What else? I don't know. I haven't watched anything else new. I've been really like just watching Fallout pretty regularly.
I haven't started that yet, but I'm going to.
there is some puppy things, so just be prepared for it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm surprised? I'm trying to think because I feel like I've watched new things, but maybe...
You've watched new things?
Oh, you know what? I watched the movie Them from 2006. Oh. That's okay. Basically like The Strangers.
Sure.
I mean, it's not, but it's a home invasion movie. Mm-hmm. I really liked it. I really liked it. I hadn't seen it ever. Because it's kind of hard to watch.
I just always thought it was about giant ants. But I'm thinking of the old one.
Yeah, you might be thinking of a different one. This is the one. It's actually based off of a true story. Yeah. But it's a French-Romanian film, I believe. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't, that doesn't sound like it's for me.
It's good.
Yeah, I don't know. You know me in home invasion films, that sounds terrifying.
I do. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it. And I saw Ghostbusters.
Oh, the new one?
Uh-huh.
How did you like that?
It was cute. It's a kid's movie for sure. So yeah. I wasn't too judgy on it.
Sure.
There were some things I didn't love about it, but... It was cute.
All right. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. I feel like we're about to get a lot of things, but.
I know. There's so many. Oh, and this is the week. I think it's this week. The Mummy is back in theaters. So, I'm so excited.
You are ready to go.
I'm like ready to max out my AMC A-list.
All right, girl. Like, you haven't seen that movie 5 billion times.
I've seen it 5 billion times, but I've also seen it like 3 times in theaters in the past year. Like, because every time, I don't know what it is, but they've just been playing it nonstop. And I'm like, don't threaten me with a good time.
You can't say no.
I can't. I'm like, add to cart, you know, immediately.
Oh, man. All right. So... What are we discussing next week, Carly? Because we are we're a little bit behind schedule. Mm-hmm. So we have two more, I think. Is it two more?
Yeah.
Two more 80s movies we have to get out before the end of the month if we can.
We got it. We got this. Yeah.
So what's the next one?
We are going to continue 80s Weird Month with Demons, which is streaming on Shudder, AMC Plus, and Pluto.
All right. Woohoo.
Woo,
you haven't seen this.
No, I haven't.
Which is wild to me.
It's wild to me too.
It's like one of my favorites. My favorite 80s horror films of all time.
I know because you talk about it, but I think it's because I figured that we would do it some point on the show, you know?
Well, what's funny is I did do an episode on this.
Right, but not with me.
Luke. Yeah, it was with Luke, and it was like 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. So if you really wanted to go scouring the internet for that, you could probably find it. But I forgot that you weren't on that little mini-sode we did. So now you get to enjoy it. Enjoy some bava, you know, some Italian goopy-goppy messes.
I'm very excited.
You're going to love it. I'm really excited. Okay. Well, we could use a win. We could use a win. And so this is a sure thing. Next week, we'll be discussing Demoni, a.k.a. Demons, which is available on Shudder, AMC Plus, and Pluto TV. Also, just buy it, you know, again.
Yeah.
If you are a physical media person, like, this is a thing you should own, in my opinion. I have a giant Demons poster on my wall.
She loves it.
It's huge. Because I love it.
It's huge.
It's... All right. I'm done. Until next week when we're discussing Demons, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.